It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 2nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $23,800. Ethereum is up slightly at $1,672. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $330. Those leaders by market cap, top gainers in the last 24 hours, Avalanche up 18%. Well, an Ethereum wallet that belongs to Alameda Research received $10 million worth of stablecoins from Bitfinex's Hot Wallet overnight. The wallet, which has received several transactions from another Alameda Research address since its creation, now holds $138 million in various altcoins and $26 million in Ether. Well, notable investor Charlie Munger at Berkshire Hathaway has called for a crypto ban in the United States. In his opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, he said it's a gambling contract with a nearly 100% edge for the house, entered into a country where gambling contracts are traditionally regulated only by states that compete in laxity. The man, who is 99 years old, has called Bitcoin an investment in nothing. But again, he's 99 years old. Well, prosecutors in South Korea have arrested an executive linked to the crypto exchange BitThumb. He's being charged with embezzlement, breach of trust, and fraudulent illegal transactions. BitThumb was quick to release a statement saying the man was not related to BitThumb Korea. Definitely, he was not the former chairman of BitThumb Korea. We deny allegations and suspicions that he is our owner. The investigation into the Korean national and other executives is separate from the tax probe and centers around allegations that he and others stole company money and conspired to manipulate stock prices. Well, non-custodial borrowing and lending platform BonkDAO was exploited for $88 million. Roughly 114 million Wallbit was stolen during the exploit, and the hacker converted about 1.2 million worth of stolen tokens into ETH and stablecoins. Alliance Block, the project behind Walp, said on Twitter, the incident is isolated to BonkDAO Troves and no smart contracts were breached. However, the token fell 51% on news of the hack. And finally, Luxor has mined the largest Bitcoin block ever, a 3.96 megabyte block that comes in just under the 4 megabyte limit. The block contains an NFT based on the Magic Internet Money meme, but is themed around the idea of Taproot Wizard. The NFT comes amidst a debate in the Bitcoin community over whether these NFTs are a reasonable use of the blockchain or if they're a waste of space. The project seems to be a collaboration between the mining company and well-known crypto developer Udi Wurthmeyer. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.